G-Mobile. G-Mobile, this is WA4LTZ. The handle is Doug, located over here by Eastside High School.
LTZ, leaving Tango Zulu. Okay, yeah, hi, Kilo Delta 2, Bravo November Golf. Glenn, and right now I'm in Gray Court.
The trip real good. There's no noise or anything, just like you might be sitting under the antenna.
That's good days and it's bad days. What they did some years ago is they put the antenna higher up, which means they needed a longer feed line. So on windy days, the feed line bangs against the tower. Also, I think it's got all kinds of crazy intermod distortion because it's up there with a bunch of other antennas. But, yeah, that seems today is a good day.
Yeah, sure sounds good today. Yeah, that thing is on one of the TV towers up there, I believe. But it's done a good job over the years, and is still doing a good job. The handle here is Doug. I just got my extra class license months or so ago, and finally getting back on the air. Bought myself a multi-band antenna and put it up in the backyard, and it doesn't work. So we got to take it down and see why that doesn't work. But at least I got 2 meters over.
Up HF antenna, something better than you know, some random long piece of wire, which was actually working reasonably well for a while. Although I think it was a much better antenna when it somehow accidentally coupled to the rain gutter. Because I was talking to someone in Indiana, oh, you sound real good. And then I realized, gee, I think it snagged the rain gutter.
At work. Yeah, my best antennas have been inverted Bs that I put up and get these fancy antennas from Radio Atlanta and put them up and have all kinds of trouble with them. Put up an inverted B and talk all over the country.
Almost the best. You know what I was even thinking of doing? I got some solar panels that I bought really cheap that have been sitting around gathering dust. I'm going to make something like a Hoffman voltmeter. I'm going to make hydrogen gas, fill it up with balloons, and use it to lift up antennas, make a balloon antenna.
Like it work? Surely does. Yeah, I had a 50-foot tower in the backyard, and the winds came, and the winds blew, and the pine tree fell and took down my tower, so I don't have anything now but just a little pole that sticks up above the roof. But anyway, it does the job every now and then. Over.
How do you, never even really a tower. I just had an end-fed random long wire running between two utility poles that are on the property. There's two, let's say, 25-foot-high utility poles, maybe a bit over 100 feet apart. And it was just running between them, those two, and one end of that was coming down, you know, going through the window. And, you know, with a decent radio, with a decent antenna tuner, it worked reasonably okay, although not optimal.
Yeah, that's something I have never owned. My Kenwood has a built-in antenna tuner, but everybody says it's not much of an antenna tuner, but it works. And get checked into the single sideband net occasionally and talk to somebody up in Tulane not too long ago. But anyway, I enjoy my radios, and especially since I can't get out and go about anymore.
Chef Radio, Yaesu FT-890, is that a thing? 840 or 890, 890. And it's the the one that had the built-in antenna tuner. I actually loaned it to another ham, KI4MLN, and he's more familiar with that than I am, probably, because he was using it for about a year. But, you know, it was an okay radio. And one day the antenna just fell down, or the wire just fell down on one side, and I never really bothered with it again.
Yeah, I understand that. Yeah, I had real good use of my tower as long as it was up. But like I said, the winds blew and the tree fell and the tower went across the top of my house. And all I have now is just a little bitty pole sticking up that I hang a wire off of. But it works, and I'm happy with it. As long as I have to stay indoors and can't go anywhere and do anything for fear of the coronavirus, I guess, you know, radio is the thing. It keeps me talking anyway.
Colder like us, there's not a lot you can do anyway. Yeah, me too. I'm just out and about at the moment, but I thought I would do shopping, some grocery shopping for one or two minor things that aren't even important, just to get out. I think by now I pretty much have everything for at least the next 2 weeks or so.
This morning I went over to Mr. Suber's mill and bought some self-rising cornmeal so I can have cornbread. But that's the only trip I've been out of the days, over.
Slipping off the transmit button or something, you're intermittently dropping the repeater. But yeah, you're right. There's not anything now really we can do at the moment. Let's see, what's not open? Grocery stores are open. Some hardware and home improvement stores might be open, because I see Ace Hardware is open. You know, pharmacies, filling stations, I don't know what else is open.
If anything open now, Ace Hardware is my toy store. I love going in there and just walking around and drool over the tools.
And unlike Home Depot, if you have a question about something, there's usually somebody that can intelligently answer it.
Well, I got an electrician coming to put a box in, so I'll have to say 73. It's good to talk to you. Glad to meet you. Hanley, here is Doug. Live over by Eastside High School. Be gone, 73.
Take care, Doug. I already forgot. K4 something L Lima Delta. I'll get your call sign eventually. This is KD2VNG. I'll let you go.
Yeah, it spells the word waltz, as in the dance. WA4LTZ.
WA4LTZ. Okay, good. That's perfect. KD2VNG, and I'll let you go and say 73s. And you have a good one. Stay well. I'll be clear. Thank you.